You know how sometimes when someone says something profound, it's the sort of thing that sticks with you for a lifetime? Years ago, I heard a message on meekness. It was around what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." On the surface of it, it seems that what Jesus was saying here is a complete contradiction. How could the meek possibly ever inherit the earth? But the preacher said this, "Meekness isn't weakness, it's power under control." Would you call Jesus weak? I don't think so. Yet he was meek. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. "Then Jesus went on a little farther away from them. He fell to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want, not what I want.'" Would you say that Jesus was struggling that night to do what his Father had called him to do? To go to the cross and die a grisly death for the likes of thee and me? Sure he was. It was a terrible thing, the prospect of crucifixion. And yet right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he struggled in prayer, he laid his power aside to do what he was called to do. See, that's what Easter is about, God humbling himself to serve sinners. Yeah, I know, to some that word seems a little anachronistic, but I'll use it anyway. Sinners like you and me who simply don't deserve it. Most of us have power over something or someone, but sometimes we need to lay that power aside in favor of love. That's what meekness is. Meekness is power under control. And when we learn to control our use of that power, that's when it becomes truly powerful. In what relationship today do you need to lay your power aside in favor of love? Will it hurt? Yeah, sure it will. Will you suffer? Of course you will. Do it anyway. Because there are times when power is powerless to achieve what needs to be achieved. There are times when the only thing that'll do it is the sacrifice and suffering of true love. "My Father, if it's possible, don't make me drink from this cup, but do what you want, not what I want." That's God's word, fresh for you today.